guys, this is Continuing Love, the Real Word of God, the Divinity of a Child, and I will be starting at verse 91. In creating a new earth, this must be considered. What you do in your child's life from pregnancy to 6 years old will determine what energy they bring to earth. This is the time their brains operate at the same wavelength as hypnosis. This is the time everything they are exposed to shapes the structure of their subconscious. This is the most important part of a child's life. To create a new earth, we must individually break the foundation in which the structure of our subconscious was built. This structure was built from the moment we were in the womb until 6 years old, and these are the memories we must revisit in order to rebuild the foundation of our existence. The past is a non-existent time. It is only the memories of it that remain. To discard said memories, one must revisit them. To acknowledge the divinity in a child's presence is to acknowledge that God is working to bring light back to planet Earth, which is one of the darkest planets in the universe. To acknowledge the divinity in a child's presence is to attain hope in a higher, more powerful plan. To acknowledge the divinity a child possesses is to also recognize the divinity that currently resides within you, no matter your age. Because you are the same soul that you were when you arrived here as a child. The only difference is that great measures have been taken to make you forget how divine your presence is. There are powerful people here that want to keep you from knowing the power you possess. To acknowledge all of this as truth is to change your perception of this life, changing the energy you bring to the earth, consequently, creating a new earth. Do not place expectations upon a child of who you want them to be. They are not your possession, and your plan for their life is limiting in comparison to the plan they are here to fulfill. Do not judge your child if their thoughts and beliefs vary from yours, for they have yet to be conditioned, and you already have been. Respect your child as a human being, not as an unintelligent being due to their age. Allow your child to express themselves in the way that makes them feel free. This is how they will stay connected to the energy of creation, love, by being allowed to love themselves for who they are. Above all, love yourself first, because in love, everything else falls into place naturally, and there are no rules necessary. To love and respect yourself energetically exudes genuine love and respect for your children. When children start to feel accepted for who they are, they will accept themselves. In self-acceptance, there is no jealousy or fear that another is better than them. But to teach them this, the energy must first reside within you as a parent. In acknowledging the divinity of a child, the true definition of divine love must also be addressed. Divine love, the energy of our creation, is not sacrificial. Divine love is not placing all others above yourself. Divine love is not possession. Divine love is not hard. Divine love holds no secrets. Divine love holds no shame. Divine love is freedom. Divine love is peace. In divine love, there is salvation from the illusion of life as taught on earth. To be an example of divine love to your child, you must make divine love the foundation of your existence. This is to first show divine love to yourself in the above-mentioned ways. Religion has taught us that God sacrificed his only son out of love for the human race. What this inferred is that love is sacrifice. Without directly saying the words, we have been manipulated into believing that love is sacrifice. The human race has been led to believe that in order to show love to another, they will sacrifice of themselves for that other. Individuals have been sacrificing of their own happiness in order to make others happy, in the name of what they think is love. This isn't love at all, because we are infinite, individual, energetic beings. We are individual souls. To place others above ourselves is to keep divine love from being present at all, because divine love is not sacrifice. Because we are energy, how we treat ourselves shows others how to treat us. To place yourself last is to show others where to place you, because energy. To place yourself first is not selfish, for when you love yourself first, divine love then exists toward all living beings, not just your family, not just your friends, but all of humanity as one collective being. To love yourself first is to bring the energy of God to Earth, which is what the Earth is missing, bringing it to the dark place it has come to. Every parent would hope that their child does not experience the things they had in life. Every parent does everything in their power to protect their child from experiencing hardships in life. What every parent must realize is that as a parent, you are not here to control your child's journey. You are not here to shield your child from the world. You are here to be an example to your child of the truth of who we are, so that you may raise a new generation of beings that possess the energy of creation as their foundation of existence. As a parent, you are here not to sacrifice all of yourself for your child. This will only teach them also to sacrifice all of themselves for another, thus continuing the cycle humanity has been repeating of displaying an energy opposite of divine love. As a parent, you are here to love, respect, and accept yourself as an individual, so that you may love, respect, and accept your child also as an individual soul. As a parent, you are not here to place expectations of success on your child. Success, as the world has taught it, is a superficial goal that has nothing to do with the reality of our existence. Success, as the world has taught, is what keeps individuals striving to be someone they are not, sacrificing of their soul's happiness in order to please others, such as their parents. To break this cycle, you, as a parent, must allow answers of this life to be revealed to you, so that you may teach your children to step away from the illusion so many are living from an early age. If your child is allowed to express the truth they already know, they will stand strong in that truth as an adult, loving, respecting, and accepting themselves, therefore loving, respecting, and accepting all. And that is how we change the world.